بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلاة وسلاما على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك، حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. Let us begin our program with our dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah grant shifa to all our Muslim brothers and sisters. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant hidayah to all mankind. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah fill the qabr of our beloved marhumin with nur and rahmah. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wasakkinhum fil jannah. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah grant those who are in difficulties and those who need help of Allah, may Allah grant them sabr, and may Allah grant them ajr, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for us to fulfill the right of Allah and the right of our beloved Nabi Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brother and sister in Islam, we are welcoming the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, and when we talk about Rabi'ah, we talk about the spring. And when we see the spring, we see the roses and flowers and greens, and we see the life coming back to jungle and the trees and gardens. And as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala decorated the whole year with that spring, that Rabi'ul Awwal, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a Rabi' and as a spring after many anbiya and many seasons of ibadah. Brother and sister in Islam, so many people, they want to fulfill the haqq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they want to accompany him in Jannah. And we know that without Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we wouldn't know Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. Indeed, we send you as mercy for alamin. Do you know what is alamin? Anyone else besides Allah, we call him alamin. Brother and sister in Islam, everyone is a lover. And we love. It's biological things in our body that we have to love. But we need that love which rescue us on the day of Qiyamah. Love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will rescue and save you from the azab of akhirah, and you'll be under the shelter of the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Fulfilling the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's very, very important and very, very big need for the Muslim. Now, let me ask myself and you, did we fulfill the haqq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is due upon us? We know the haqq of Allah. We know the right of Allah, that we worship him and we don't associate partner with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we fulfill the faraid and we stay away from the forbidden and the haram. Do you know what is the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah will ask you about this right, and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will claim his right in the day of Qiyamah. The first right, we gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they call it tasdiq. We trust him and we believe on him. The first right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that to accept his risala and his message. The other right of Rasulullah, immediately, love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You must find a way to admire and to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That love, he and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put condition for that love. That if you claim that you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you claim that you love me, follow me, you'll gain the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We must find a way to do a practical love, logic love, and sharia love. Brother and sister in Islam, second right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to love him through the sharia, without any bid'ah, without any exaggeration, without anything which offending Allah and his Rasul. The next right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they call it ta'atih, his obedience. Listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because once you listen to him, you obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, think again about, did you fulfill that the right of Rasulullah, the haqq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or not? Brother and sister in Islam, I think in a day of Qiyamah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save me and you, that we did do something not fully as a right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brother and sister in Islam, salatu ala nabi. To send durood upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you heard the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I want you to answer me now, are you in on this ibadah? When you heard the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you reply, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah and his angels praising Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if Allah and his angel doing like this, and what about you? What about you? The next right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that to revive his sunnah and to practice his sunnah. And we know that the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not only that practical sunnah. We got sunnah of speech of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and sunnah on the places where Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there, and practical sunnah which he used to make in ibadah. Another right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you have to know the maqsad of his seerah, his life story. You know, we know so many stories, and it's very interesting to read about novels and stories, but we are not reading the stories of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an entertainment. We read this story, they call it fiqh al-seerah. The ulama say that fiqh al-seerah. What is fiqh al-seerah? When you see any incident happen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his lifetime, so you have to learn it, and you have to try to apply it in your life, and you try to see what lessons and what principle we can get it from this one. Brother and sister in Islam, we heard about Battle of Uhud, but we didn't know that we nowadays, in our zaman now, we are now another Uhud. We are in another Uhud. Yes. We are running for dunya. Enemy of Islam is against us. And we neglect the haqq of Allah. And we disobey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That problem, financial problem, social problem, any problem we face, we did not return back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life to know. Another right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we have to fulfill, that you have to be accurate and neat when you are passing the news about him. Be careful of lying about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never ever use the word "he did not say it" or "he did not mean it." So the ulama said we have to be careful when we say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Especially the ulama, or those who are passing the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You must have a reference, or you must be ready for anyone who deny the words and you bring it. The other thing also, that you have to give nusrat to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is that nusrat here? Nusratul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you got so many ways to have nusrat and to assist the nusrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And now many people say, how can I support Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The best support and help that you inform the non-Muslim about this Nabi. This Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rahmatul lil alameen, mercy for the entire creation of Allah. So even for those who don't believe that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came as a mercy for them and secure them from the azab of dunya. Nasratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imam Malik rahimahullah, when he's mentioning the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his first turn yellow and he's shivering because he's scared that he say something which is, does not suit Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's image, or you're going to abuse the ilaqat between Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the people. Brother and sister in Islam, many people, they don't want to give their children Muhammad because they're so worried that they're going to shout their children and abuse the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know one alim, he refused to eat watermelon. So they asked him, why are you not eating watermelon? He said, I know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to love watermelon, but I didn't know the sunnah, how he eat it. So I don't want to abuse the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is a real lover, this, because he doesn't want to sing a song and leave the sunnah, or we eat the watermelon out of the sunnah. The next right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that you must honor and respect Ahl al-Bayt, the descendings of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How? In Kutub al-Sirah, we have to know that the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are the Ahl al-Bayt, the grandchildren of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ahl al-Bayt. And Ahl al-Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still running in this dunya till now. As Allah protected his qabr, also he protected the Ahl al-Bayt, or the descending of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You must respect Ahl al-Bayt, because Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a will and wasiyah to the ummah that respect those who carry the genetic of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who carry the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Definitely they are there and we have to respect. Another right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that you must praise him with what he like and prefer. Many of us, sometimes when we want to thank someone, we cause a problem because we don't know how to express, we don't realize that we're harming the person. Maybe because of the language, because of the way we express, maybe because of the way we put it. So be careful when you praise Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I want to tell something. There is Islamic Station and there is Rabi'ul Awal coming. I want to tell the Ummah, praising Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is totally different than Ibadah Shar'iyya. Ibadah Shar'iyya, there is a big difference between worshipping Allah and praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So be careful of that madah, because sometimes that madah cause a problem between you and Allah. Oh, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never accept that in the day of Qiyamah. So praise him with words he was asking you to praise, because that was a problem of Yahud and Nasara when they become over on the praising and they make Isa alayhi salam son of God, or they pull out of the deen. Another right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, never ever reject the sunnah, even if you're not involved doing it. Many of our friends, young boys, when we tell them this is a sunnah, they said, no, I don't believe or I don't like it. You don't need to say that because you're causing a problem with the shafa'atun nabi. Never ever reject any sunnah. If you are lazy, something else. If you don't want to practice it because you are lazy, you will make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you himmat and give you courage. But never ever deny the sunnah because you pull out of the shafa'atun nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. another right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that never ever reject the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When someone inform you about the kalam of Nabi, oh, Nabi said like this, don't say, oh, I don't, no, I don't think so. Never. Because kalam of Nabi also came through the wahi. In huwa illa wahyu yuha. Yantiqu anil hawa. In huwa illa wahyu yuha. Another right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you must know the value and the dignity of a sahaba to Nabi, the companion of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his wife. Many of us, we don't know that the sahaba to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was his society, it was his family. Sahaba to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they were his soldiers to fight and spread the kalimat of Allah. Never ever as a Muslim doubt about one sahabi, cause some hatred to one sahabi, because Allah accepted the sahaba, more than 100,000 sahabi companion accepted by Allah with their own shortcoming or with their own humanity. That is, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accepted them, and he stated in Quran that radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum Muhammadur Rasulullah walladhina ma'a. So this is a verse in Quran that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is happy with these people. If you read something about them, good or bad, by the end of the day, Allah accepted them as the Jannati, the people of Jannah. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased to them and they are pleased to Allah. You cannot interfere with that pleasure of Allah, or that acceptance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is happy to them. You cannot interfere and try to judge them after Allah tabarak wa ta'ala judge them and accept them, and all of them with no exception are the people of Jannah. Another thing also, we have to believe that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with two type of miracles. Mental miracles, spiritual miracles, and we have a physical miracles. So we have to know both miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we can read, and many people said, we know about the mu'jiza, miracle. We said, no problem. We can talk about miracle as a tools for nubuwah. You know what is tools for Nubuwa? Evidence and proof to let the people believe the Nabi. We believe because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't know, we said here before about the miracles and karama. I don't know, karama they call it the grave. But no, here in Arabic, karamat is not the grave. Karamat is that superpower or that strange act done by a person. But when that strange action or that superpower happened with the Nabi, we don't call it karamat, we call it mu'jiza, miracle. So my friend, he tell me, when you go Cape Town, you find karamat day. I said, first time I heard this word, karamat, the people talk about the grave as a karamat, because karamat, yeah, is the gift Allah gave it to the wali in his lifetime. That gift or that grant, it sounds strange for the public or for the people, or maybe doing something, it's like what you call it. We don't say mu'jiza because mu'jiza only for the Nabi. What is the meaning of mu'jiza? A miracle done by the Nabi with the help of Allah. That's called mu'jiza, miracle. Come from the Arabic word, it's called ajiz or ajaza. When you do it, you make the other guys disabled. Disabled, it means they're unable to copy you. But the problem is that we take the mu'jiza, that miracle, as a superpower, but we don't know that this miracle is a grant from Allah, not from the Nabi, grant from Allah to his Nabi to prove the Qudrat of Allah. To prove the Qudrat of Allah. So we say Allah done it. Allah did it. So many of us, we don't understand that Quran al-Kareem is a mu'jiza of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the Arabs and non-Arabs, done by Allah, and the Nabi just pass it. So it's not the effort of the Prophet, it is the wish of Allah and the Qudrat of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So we understand now that mu'jiza, it is the act of Allah done by the Nabi. Mu'jiza, miracle, is the evidence to prove that this man is a Nabi. Challenge a person like Fir'aun, or challenge a jama'ah, group of people, and then the miracle, you don't need to explain how. You don't need to use that word how come, because it's done beyond the means, beyond the reason. You cannot explain. You cannot explain. Why? Because you explain when you know the means, the way, the asbab. This miracle don't have asbab at all. Inshallah, me and you, when we enter Jannah, you will do miracle yourself. How? You say, because in Jannah, there is no asbab. There is no asbab. You will get food, you will get plants, you will get some ni'mat of Allah without the means. Asbab, it means the means. Oh, you're going to tell me, you climb the wall. Yeah, how you make it? How you make it? I tell you, my friend, I can't answer you. Why? Because you're looking for asbab. And then, we don't have asbab. How Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the heaven? So you're talking about what? That is beyond the asbab. And then, the condition of the miracle, that no human being can do the same act. Must be abnormal. Also the miracle, and that karamat I told you now, should not be against Deenul Islam and Sharia. Someone saw the body of the mayyit fly on the sky. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And that body fly, jump here and there, and jump on the tree and come down and go there, and people are screaming. And then when? Till when that body will fly? So he said, now that body is very naughty, is running everywhere. This body must believe that there is something called qabr and dafan. And then, if doesn't remain, so it's called jinn and shaitan. It's nothing to do with the karamat and the gift of Allah or the wali of Allah. Maybe it's shaitan or jinn carry the body and make fitna. That's why he said, watch out, don't get excited by any miracle, or I don't want to use miracle because miracle for the Nabi, any act of human being, if it's matching Quran and Sunnah, we say, mashallah, that is a karamat, or that is a gift. Miracle only for the Nabi, after he claimed that he's a Nabi, not before. Alright, tell me now about the miracle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before Nubuwat. You know the when we say that his mother was so noor like this, oh, Halima Sa'diya, the her transport was fast, and then we say the too much barakah. All that is a gift, but we don't count it as a mu'jiza. Mu'jiza after nubuwat, not before. And then mu'jiza, it's temporary for certain time. We talk about the physical physical miracle. Alright, we believe that Isa alayhi salam, Allah gave him miracle to give life to people. You say, how many people he did give life? He didn't go to every Qabristan and say, hey, all of you, wake up, come here. It was few cases, and then who saw it? How many people saw it? How many people witnessed it? Few, 100, no problem. But what about the million of Christians didn't see it? Brothers and sisters in Islam, we believe that every Nabi, he got his miracle. But we, proud of one miracle, still remaining with us, and it will remain till the day of Qiyamah, it's called the Quran al-Kareem. Because the physical miracle, it's a disappear after the Nabi go, like, for okay, for example, the stick of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, if you hold it, who the Banu Israel hold it after him, it won't turn to snake. Because it's not the stick itself, it's the Nabi who's using it. The difference between that miracle and sihr, the magic. Nabi Musa alayhi salam throw the stick and become a snake. And he ran away. Why he scared and ran away? Because it was a snake. The magician of Pharaoh, they throw the stick and become, oh, it looks like snake, they never run away. Because this magician, they know that it is not a snake. And when Nabi Musa alayhi salam throw his stick, it was a real hayyatun tas'a. It was a real snake. It was. That's why this the magician of Pharaoh, they believe immediately because they say this man is not magician. Because his technique and our technique is not the same. So, miracle is reality. Magic is not reality. You know, we see the people on the stage. He take the bird from his sleeve, and I don't know, you make cut the lady two half, and then I don't know what they do. These people, they say, okay, fine, you're taking money notes from your pocket like this. All right, that magic here is just illusion. Illusion. There's no reality. By the end of the day, the light is off. Stage closed, people go home, magician go home, two of them go to the supermarket to buy milk and bread. That magician don't produce or invent money. Why he's working now? But the miracle, it was reality. People live on it. Because it's the creation of Allah, it's the action of Allah. And magician, they take people away from the road of Allah. You say, wow. Wow, yeah. It means you don't say subhanallah. You say, wow, for this man. But the miracle, all of us, we say subhanallah. So the miracle take us to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And then, miracles cause a problem between people. Because the family fight, or the audience fight, they say, this man is a liar, like this, they fight. But mu'jiza, the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no, bring people together. Miracle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the logic miracle or the mental miracle, spiritual miracle, which is Quran, remaining till the day of Qiyamah. Miracle that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave it to the Nabi according his need and in certain situation. Brother and sister in Islam, as I said, karama is that grant. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sometimes gave it to the people as a ibtila, as a test. And then we know that as long the Quran is there and ibadah there and deen is there and that spiritual ibadah there, you will find that grant till the day of Qiyamah. But the wali of Allah or the salih person, he doesn't expose himself and doesn't use it as a business. Because it is from Allah to the wali of Allah. So, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give him like a tips, like a bakshish, extra, to encourage more. Okay, why did physical miracles happen in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in certain situation? The Sahaba were in a battle, and then there was a smaller quantity of water like this was enough the whole army like this. That one is called a support for the mujahideen to carry on. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put back that eyes for that sahabi in the battlefield. It's just a support and courage to the ummah to fight. So it's for that situation here. And then, sometimes the karamat of that wali, if he doesn't look after it, and he try to use it for dunya, it will become azab against him. And you know that the people of Banu Israel, when Allah gave them a lot of karamat, and they misuse it, and turn to kufr. And then, karamat, sometimes it happened to a disobedient person. And you know Qadi Iyad? Qadi Iyad was a highway robbery. And then he heard the hidayat from the heaven, from the sky. So it was means for him to, to make tawbah. And then, wali of Allah, the wali of Allah, or the saint of Allah, he doesn't need that weapons, because he's a wali of Allah without that tools. Doesn't need that superpower to tell people. Wali of Allah doesn't need to fly. Doesn't need to show people that he's, they call them al-atqiya ul-akhfiya. Al-atqiya, the people of taqwa, akhfiya, you will never catch them. Brother and sister in Islam, we have in our hand the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is Quran. The tajweed is miracle. The Arabic language there is miracle. The statement and the news is miracle. The sharia in the Quran is miracle. The words, the sound of the word, that melody of the word is miracle. The promise of Allah, the unseen words of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, in Quran, it's a miracle. That's why, I don't know, there's one man, non-Muslim, orientalist. They asked him, he said that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Muslims, is a magician. So this man, we call it William Elsons or something like that. So what is that man said? He said, no, if the deen of Islam is illusion and magic, so this dunya here doesn't deserve to be lived. We don't deserve to live in this dunya. He said, the magician can give a show on the stage and build a house, but impossible to the people to live in this house forever. So he said, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam built this Deenul Islam as an illusion, and for 1,400 years, that Deen still running and growing, is not man-made. This person here, brother and sister in Islam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us the Kitab of Allah, and we know that without Quran, Muslim has no value at all. And I'm telling you now, without the words of Quran and without the teaching of Quran, ما فرطنا في الكتاب من شيء. We never left any aspect without mentioning in the Kitab of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If you look at the Arabic words, you know, that's why we cry to the Ummah, please learn the tafsir al-Quran and learn the deep meaning of the Kitab of Allah, you will love your deen a lot. If you look at how powerful is the Arabic words in Quran, you know, I'm Arabic speaking, but till now, we discover the beauty of Quran when we read more and more, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala open up so many meaning for us. There's no language can fit the message of Allah besides the Quran. That's why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forced me and you to give adhan in Arabic, to read salah in Arabic, and then to give that word talaq in Arabic, to marry in Arabic, and then to say la ilaha illallah in Arabic. Why? Because once you transfer to other language, lose the meaning, lose the heat of the word. Ummatul Islam, very powerful word. The word excites the emotion of the person. The words, it give indication without telling you that is indication. The words, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala used the Quranic words to give the Arabs, a hard time to think. So how come he's using our own words, but the way he put it, we can't, like for example, you know, if I give you three, four verses, ayah from the Quran, and then I take one line there, and I done it with the students. He said, I want to know this boy, if he can know this is a Quran or Hadith. So we take one page and then we fit one line there inside that page. And the boy says, A'udhu Billahi Minash, and then he's stuck here. He says, Sheikh, this line here is not Quran, it's just Arabic. It's just Arabic, it's not Quran. Why? Because that
heat of words, that value of words, that phonics of this word is totally different. But subhanallah, the Quranic words are the kalam of Arab. But how Allah built it and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it, that's called miracle. The Quranic words describing the emotion and feeling of human being in such way that when you read one ayah, it's like you're watching that incident. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you want to see Qiyamah with your own naked eyes, read Surah Hud and Surah Waqi'ah. You will know and you can get a proper image of the day of Qiyamah. The Quranic words sometimes describing the feeling of individual, or the feeling or the description of the society, and also it gives you itmi'inan, something it's called itmi'inan. For example, we have alif lam mim dhalikal kitabu la rayba fi. That is Arabic word, plain Arabic word we talk about, we use it in our daily talk. But we never know that we have some word, it's called raib in Arabic, and we have another word, it's called shak in Arabic. So raib here come from the Arabic word, it's called sour milk. They call it laban raib. What is laban raib? When mommy put that 1 liter milk on the freezer, on the fridge, and then tomorrow they give you that milk, and you just taste like this, you say, I'm suspecting that milk. Maybe that is that milk become sour, turn to be another thing. So yeah, raib, irtaba, little bit of doubt that Quran al-Karim has. It's like you people say, 1.1991, whatever, they alcoholic. La raiba fi, not la shak, because shak is about 50% doubt. Oh, we never know this word here. Muslim, must have no raib of la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Yes. Shak is about physical thing, but the raib is about spiritual thing. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Da' ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk." Leave what you are doubt about to what you are not doubt about. What is that doubt here? The thought in your head. Many of our brothers said, "I think my wife, she steal money from me." Or, "I think my wife got some problem somewhere." This man here, I think he's done this jadu for me, like that. So it's called a thought, I believe. But the shak, it's something touchable. Not thought, it's touchable. For example, وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍ فِي in Surah Baqarah, about Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam was person, physical person in front of us. Raib is about Iman, Quran, Qiyamah, like that. It's about unseen stuff and. Okay, come, I tell you something else. Look, Quranic word, I'm just telling you a Quranic word. You say, كيف الحال? How are you? You say, Alhamdulillah. How is life? Shukr. You people now using two words now. Alhamdulillah, and you got something, it's called shukr. It's not the same. Alhamdulillah is also same like that right here. Thank Allah for that untouchable ni'mah which He gave it to me. Akhlaq, Iman, Taqwa, you can't put it on the scale, this one. Shukr, when you mentioning that physical bounty and ni'mat Allah gave it to you. That's why we said that woman must give shukr to the husband. Wife must give shukr to the husband. What is shukr? Shukr, it means she must appreciate what the husband done for her. Now I know, now my friend, you're going to say he done nothing. No, he done many things. It's enough that you have a husband halal. You remember that day, stay by your mommy's house, taking a spending from her and waiting for your sister-in-law to give you food, or mommy, and you're waiting for a future. Allah gave you that future husband, and now you got the children, you got car or a house. Shukr, alhamdulillah. So you must go to the husband and say shukr. They come from the Arabic word. The Arabs used to say, my animal is not shakur. My animal is not, the sheep or the cow or the horse is not shakur. Do you ask him why? I give him food too much, still slim, doesn't gain body. You know, they keep qurbani whole year to bring the qurbani and they feed it for the day of Eid. So they buy food and give, they say this one doesn't grow, doesn't have dabatun ghair shakur. No sign that the food did benefit it to gain body. Like the boy go to gym for 3 years, nothing there appear on his body. And then shukr, you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you find a physical ni'mat in your hand, your children, your health like this. We make shukr for the qualities of Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Yeah, that is invisible. That is something unseen. Alhamdulillah ala ni'matil iman. We make shukr to Allah and we thank Allah that He gave us ni'matul iman. Even alhamdulillah for akhirah. We'll never get it yet, but alhamdulillah. And then shukr for our parents. Look at, I'm showing you the difference between hamd and shukr. Like alhamdulillah and shukr lillah. Anushkur li wa li walidayk. You must make shukr to your parents and never ever deny and don't appreciate the favor of your parents. And we have many types of shukr. The ulama said you got shukr of qalb, shukr of tongue, shukr of your body. And you have to, well, Allah said to the family of Dawood, wa'amalu ala Dawood shukra. So you, all people of Dawood, you must make shukr. Make shukr. I got one SMS now here from one friend, and he pulled me out of the topic now, but it's a very interesting question. He said, Sheikh, should Muslim be rich or poor? I say, I don't know why you put me on the trouble like this. Muslim, deserve dunya more than the kafir. Muslim must have the most expensive thing ever. We have it in this life here. Because we deserve it, Allah created that one to us. Read about the history of Sahaba. I don't know why you want us to be like Ashabu Sufa, sitting on the street, have nothing. I don't know who teach you this, my friend. Muslim, as Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri said, لا خير في من لا يريد جمع المال في حله. قد أفلح المؤمنون. That Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri said, there is no barakah for the person who doesn't want to make money halal to leave it for the ummah. You want the ummah to beg food from the kuffar? Or you want the ummah to buy weapons from the kuffar? Or you want the Muslim people stand by the non-Muslim door and ask them for bread? Or you want the government to build for us the masajid? I don't know. May Allah make it easy for us. My friend, you put me out of my topic now. But work. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. We work to make zakat. We work to pay zakat, not to just to live and survive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us rizq halal tayyib. May Allah give you the coolness of your eyes through your wealth, your children, your health, till you meet Allah and you receive the proper payment in Akhirah, inshallah. My young sound engineer tonight asked me to stop for a short break. Inshallah, we'll continue after the break. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-Mabuthi, Rahmatul Alameen. Respected elders and brothers, beloved listeners, welcome back to our program. And once again, we thank our sound engineer for his help tonight. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. And shukran for your being with us tonight. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to fulfill the haqq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us that thought of knowledge so that we can fulfill the haqq of Rasulullah. We know that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is great. And the greatest sent also a great Nabi. And if our Nabi is great, the one who sent him is greater than him. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala always praising Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he pick up the deen and he pass it to me and you with hub
and ikhlas and sincerity. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. There is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Quran and Sunnah. Open book. Open that kitab of Quran and see how much value Allah gave it to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the other prophets. And the maqsad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come here to this dunya is to unite the ummah, to bring the people, to rescue that people. Great, great person, to make me and you great, and to teach me and you how is great this life and akhirah. The other thing also, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah gave him one ayah in Quran, and I think is enough. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That one here is enough for me and you, is to know the value of Rasulullah. He's above any manner you thought about it. يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَيُؤْمِنُ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Believe in Allah, and he believe, as such a belief will be enough for the believer. وَرَحْمَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mercy for me and you, and you will never know the value of Rasulullah till you die and you see the shafa'atul Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah said Ra'ufur Rahim, it's a quality of Allah, this one. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ is the same. And then, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the sunnah so that we can understand the message of Allah. And you will never understand the message of Allah if you don't understand the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a gentle Nabi, brought it simple to me and you. And then he make dua for me and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to feel that Deen al-Islam is not against you, who's not to take you away from the pleasure of life. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his akhlaq was Quran. And then, he's the one who practiced the akhlaq in his lifetime, and he left it behind for me and you. Ummatul Islam, he never ever curse a person. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even after his departure, he left that beautiful sunnah till me and you now, we're proud of it. We're proud of it. If you see the Nabi in your dream, if you see the Nabi in your dream, you become very special. What about those who love with him? Or that lady married him, or that sahabi used to sit next to him and talk to him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather all of us with our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us teach our children that there is no way to rescue yourself in dunya and akhirah beside the tariq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the roads are closed. All the doors are shattered except one door and one road. لطريق النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بالمؤمنين رؤوف الرحيم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك أجمل منك لم تر قط عيني وأحسن منك لم تلد النساء خلقت مبرأ من كل عيب كأنك خلقت كما تشاء يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على أشرف الخلق وحبيب الحق المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.